All right. Good morning, and thank you guys for joining South Carolina Student Loan's newest episode of our podcast, where we bring together South Carolina partnerships with people in the state of South Carolina that talk about higher education, talk about career pathways and things of that nature. And today we have someone that's very well known in the world of workforce development in our state, and Tammy Began. We had Began, not vegan, not Reagan. It's Began, right? Tammy works with the Midlands Workforce Development Board, the MWDB.
You got it.
Yeah. In financial aid, all we do is have acronyms, so I'll get that. I promise you, I'll get to there at some point.
We just haven't made it a word yet.
My outreach director, Destre, says that SCSLC needs a vowel somewhere, and we could actually make that happen. So, yeah, I can appreciate that. Well, first of all, I need to thank you for being here.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and I probably need to tell our audience that will be listening to this why it is very much appreciated that you're here. This happens to be a Friday morning at 11 a.m. It is sunny outside. It's 84 degrees. It's actually a perfect day in August in the state of South Carolina. And we have brought Miss Tammy to hang out in our podcast closet for 20 minutes that doesn't have a window. So we will try to make it as nice for you as we can. But certainly we do appreciate you hanging out with us for a few minutes. So before we get talking about some of the initiatives that your organization does, let's hear just a little about you. What is it? What is it about you? You from South Carolina? You lived here for how long? Those kinds of things.
I've been in South Carolina all my life.
Is that right?
Mostly in Columbia. Okay. I grew up in Chapin.
Yep.
I live in Irmo now, and I went to Rock Hill for school.
Awesome. I live in Chapin. I've lived in Chapin for about 10 years now. Love it. I think everybody loves it. Everybody is coming here, so it's changing every day. But I do love what I do and love where I live, so I can appreciate that as well. So let's talk a little about your organization. Tell me just a little about it, what it's about, who your targeted audience is. We'll go through ideas of those that might want to look for employment. Will we also talk about some of your business partners as well? But give us just a high level of what that thing looks like.
Super high level explanation. Connecting businesses and job seekers together.
Businesses and job seekers. I'll tell you, one of the things that I've had the opportunity over the last 2 or 3 years, we have a product called BOLD. It's our BOLD Career Pathways program. And in that, we've had the opportunity to meet with various employers in the state of South Carolina and having conversations with the governor's office and all sorts of things. And I can tell you, workforce development is a hot button topic in the state of South Carolina. If you hear anybody having a conversation, it usually comes back to workforce. And one of the things that we do, that we pride ourselves on at South Carolina Student Loan, is creating access to higher education. And I think that's a great pathway for some.
Sure.
It's not the only pathway, though.
Right.
So one of the things that maybe you can give us a little insight into is what are we looking at from a pathway standpoint, people that might want to work in your area? We have 18 to 24-year-old kids that, some of them will want to go to Midlands Technical College. Some of them will want to go to the University of South Carolina. But there's options out there for everybody, and I'm assuming that you can create some of those pathways and make sure that they understand what they're looking for.
The fact that there's no one solution for everything is kind of our message.
Yeah.
We work with a lot of different career paths and trying to help people understand career paths. And even one destination that you want to get to, there's more than one way to get there.
Absolutely. And I think there's various, one of the things that I've seen when we started to do some listening campaigns in the career pathway area, it's just not something that we had done before, this new initiative that we've worked on, is get an understanding of the state of South Carolina, some of the workforce development efforts that we're doing in and around the state. And there's various efforts going on. I think you guys are a wonderful opportunity. There's SCDU. There's different workforce areas. Right. Maybe you can tell us, I don't know if people get confused about those, or there are different things that each of you do independently, and what makes you different from those other types of organizations. Does that make sense?
It does.
Good.
And it is confusing,
yeah.
And it's hard to find exactly what you're looking for, especially if you don't know what exactly it is that you're looking for. We work in a partnership business. So we are partners, you mentioned DO. They are both our state administrative unit for the things that we do and also one of our partners for service delivery. An example of that is we oversee SC Works centers. We have three counties here, Richland, Lexington, and Fairfield County. And okay. So our main center is in Columbia in Richland County, and it is on the DO complex.
Right.
So they are our landlords, but their staff also deliver services in the center. So they are our partner in that way.
Yeah.
So partners all around, and the purpose of the SC Works Center is partnership. So there are a lot of different organizations that are working to deliver services there.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that I think we need to in South Carolina is we have so many opportunities here, but in order for us to make sure that we keep bringing in good opportunities, keep workforce development moving forward, is that we've got to keep some of our talent at home as well,
sure.
Right? I think a lot of times we go through the training process or the education process, and we get we do a nursing initiative, for example, that I think if all of the nurses that were getting their education in South Carolina stayed in South Carolina, we wouldn't have a nursing shortage here. I imagine that that's probably the case in many of the industry level things that you guys work on and do. So there's probably some of those hurdles that some of your employers are looking at solving as well.
They're all looking to solve their gaps.
Always gaps. So the other idea of it is, you guys, when you talk about partnerships, you talk about those that are seeking employment or mm-hmm. seeking a career path,
right.
But you also partner directly with employers in the state of South Carolina that might be looking for some added opportunities. What do you do with those employers that adds benefit?
A couple of different things. We periodically have funds available for incumbent worker training. So that's a service that we offer to local employers to upgrade the skills of their existing workforce. Say they have a group of entry-level staff that they want to be able to progress and move up to create new entry-level positions.
Yeah.
And so we'll work with them on that. It could be that they have a new piece of machinery if they're a manufacturing plant and they need their staff to know how to operate the new machinery.
Right.
So that's one service that we offer. They can apply to us for grants for that. We also work with them to help build their pipelines, figure out how to attract some new talent. We're working with a couple of different employers, one group of employers in a specific field, and then a specific employer to work on their pipeline building, too.
That's awesome. I think one of the things that I see as new employers come in, they try to create partnerships in the state of South Carolina that can facilitate that talent right here. Instead of having to work so hard to go find it elsewhere. I don't know, do you guys have anything to do with some of those partnerships between maybe the education level of what students are trying to learn versus the employment level of what they're trying to get in their talent? I'll give you an example. I think there's some opportunities with some healthcare systems here that have partnered directly with a college or university mm-hmm. to provide some of the training that they need simply because they have a hard time and getting it elsewhere. I guess you see that in some of the other employers that you're working with.
We do. At times, we will sponsor some of the training to help bridge that gap together. The employer is not in a position to be able to pay for the training, mm-hmm. and clearly the education facility has to pay the tuition,
they
to
have
pay
to
the
make
instructors.
Some money somewhere, right?
They have to cover the cost.
Yeah, sure.
So sometimes our help is just connecting the funds in the middle. And so we work with the job seekers, whether they might be an incumbent worker with the employer or whether they're somebody that's going to seek employment after school and sponsoring the training in the middle.
And, you know, one of the things you mentioned just a few minutes ago, it kind of ties into things that I think South Carolina Student Loan is working at and learning, is that we've spent so much of our time in years past understanding the pathway of a traditional student. You graduate high school at 18. You go to college in 2 years or 4 years, you graduate college and you go into the workforce. And we've seen two things that have been drastic changes for us and the things, the mission that we try to achieve in South Carolina. One is that there's a huge growth in non-traditional students and learning. So I imagine that you all see that every day. Through a lifetime learning cycle, you have someone that maybe Absolutely. Is trying to change careers or adjusting to something that's changed in their life, and maybe they need to go back and either seek training in a new field or look for education in a new field. Is that something that you guys are seeing that's on the rise? It's something that, I got, like I said, I have to be honest with you. We spent so much time in that direct pathway to try to pivot into that as a learning experience for us as well.
Right. So there are some people that go down that path, that traditional path that you described, and they get to the end of the path and something changed. It might be a change in their own life and, you know, what they can do work-wise. It could be a change in the field, or they could get there and find, oh, I made the wrong choice for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I need to pivot and I need to figure something else out. And so we work with all of that.
Yeah, it's very unique. I think one of the things that I have been able to see is there is not one answer for everyone. What we try to do, we spent so much time, Tammy, here, I think, trying to create access to education. One of the things that we're trying to do is to create outcomes. In that world, it's probably to higher education, it's to colleges and universities. But I imagine the same is true for you. What you guys are trying to do is partner a potential talent over here with an employer that needs that talent. So the outcome, and I quite honestly see the outcome in what we do as gainful employment. That's why people go to school anyway, right? So I think there's a pathway for everyone. I wanted to mention, you guys have a couple of new initiatives, and you and I were talking about them off camera here. One of them, the first one that we mentioned, and I've taken my notes so I don't mess this thing up because I can do that too, Sector Partnership Initiative. Tell me a little bit about that. First of all, is it SPI? Can I say SPI?
Sure. We didn't name it that way, but sure.
I told you, we do a lot of acronyms in financial aid, so take that one back with you.
Okay.
Let's see how far
we'll
it goes.
We'll workshop that one.
You got it. So Sector Partnership Initiative.
Yes.
What we got?
So what we are doing right now, and we've really just dug in and gotten started on that in the last couple of weeks, but we've assembled a group of manufacturers for our region, and so it's a larger area than just our three counties. We have about a quarter of the state that we're working with. But we've assembled a group of leaders in manufacturing and asked them to put their heads together as a steering committee, and let's talk about what challenges you guys are facing in filling your pipelines, and, you know, what holes do you have in your talent, and then try to figure out which ones you want to try to move the needle on as a group.
Right.
So assembling that group together to work together on that. And so we're just there as the facilitators to try to get them in the same room together and then pull the partners together, you know, based on what they decide they want to work on. What are the resources that maybe can help you with that?
Starting the conversation, right?
Right.
I think, you know, one of the things that I see here is there are a lot of great ideas that float around. And I find that College A and College B and College C, if you put them in the same room together, they have a lot of the same problems, and there's a solution out there that somebody's found. And I think getting that knowledge, getting that talent together can breed some amazing things and some innovative ways to solve some of those problems. So good for you guys. And then you said the one thing that you're working on right before you walked into this room was your water treatment initiative. Give me a little about that.
So we all need clean water, right?
It is true.
We all use water at home and at work. And but what careers produce that for you? What brings the clean water in? What takes the dirty water away? And that's a lot of people that make that happen.
Right.
And they are dealing with some severe gaps in their employment and then in their talent pool. They're having trouble attracting new talent, and they're going back to the drawing board and looking at that and trying to figure out how. So what we've done is assembled a little steering committee of some experts in that field, because they know what they need. What they have found is that they are not articulating that as well as they need to.
Gotcha.
So we're trying to help them build a website so that as they go out, and they've kind of got a little team put together to go and do outreach to high school students and kind of that emerging talent pool. But what they don't have is a great way to direct them of, okay, so you're interested.
Yeah.
Now what?
Yeah. Gotcha.
Where do I apply? What does that really look like? You know, what is the certification process? What am I going to have to do?
Right.
They don't have that next step ready. So that's what we're building right now.
That's awesome. I'll tell you, water treatment, you're going to think, and Destrae, my outreach director, is sitting over here to the side of me, and she finds it amazing that I could find a story about things that I have one. I have a water treatment story. I was in elementary school. My mother is a retired nurse, so I stayed with my grandparents a lot during the day, during school and after school while I was waiting for my mom to get home. And our science class had a science fair, so you had to put together something.
The board.
For your, typically speaking, it would be where most normal kids would go do the volcano, get the bee, and go home. Right. Yeah. Well, here's the hypothesis. Here's what happened. I think the volcano is going to explode. Right. It explodes. Congratulations. There's your 93. Get out of class. Not me. So my grandmother decided that my science project was going to deal with water treatment. And went and we toured the water. I'm from Kershaw, South Carolina. Shout out to Andrew Jackson High School. Go Vols. We toured the water treatment plant right outside of the town. My grandmother carried me around, scheduled time. We went, saw everything. They gave me, I don't even know if this was legal. It was back in the late 70s. But they gave me some of the things that they used to treat the water and some examples and things like that. And I came back and I created this huge board of things. And it shows how the water is treated in step one through step 878 of water treatment. I present it. I do the teacher said, well, what is the hypothesis of that? And I said, you know, I think the water's going to get cleaned. So I learned an enormous amount about water treatment, and I absolutely made an F on it because it was so...
You missed the scientific method.
The scientific method was not in it at all. It was not in it at all. It would have been a great essay, but it was not a great science project there. So was not Mimi's fault. I'll just say that. It was. I'm going to blame that on my mom. If you're watching, Mom, that has to be your fault. So enough about me and enough about water treatment. So let's talk just a couple of minutes about how we can help you guys get people that are interested in you. If we have some guys seeking some initiatives in the workforce, if we have some of those potential employees that might be wanting to partner with some employers, how do they get to you?
So the easiest way is through the SC Work system. That's how we deliver our services to job seekers. And so there's one in most of the counties across the state.
Right. And the three counties that you deal with, that's probably who needs to be focusing on you guys specifically.
Correct.
There's a board, a development board in various areas.
There are. There are 12 areas in the state.
Yeah. You guys just happen
to be
the
one.
Coolest.
Well. Right. We like to think
that. That's right. That's okay. That's fair. I've got you in here.
That's
you're
right.
Helping me out. I'm helping you out, right? So, and then is that the same thing for the employers in those areas? Do they go to the same place if they want to seek partnership with you, or is that something different that they need?
Probably
to
a little different.
What's that?
Because the center is dedicated for job seekers.
Gotcha.
So probably contacting us directly at the Midlands Workforce Development Board.
Awesome. And then they can schedule time, tell you what those needs are,
Sure. What
those kinds of things, and you'd be happy to help with that. And I guess my last question to you, I kind of ask this question of everybody, and whether you're with the USC Alumni Center, Clemson Life, if we've had conversations with Coastal Carolina, the audience that is important to you all, those kids that are seeking a job or employers that are seeking that talent. If they forget everything else that we talk about, which is typically what they do when I start talking for a while, they forget most of it. What's the most important thing that you would offer them in terms of advice? If they're, whatever it can be, the process that you're talking about, it could be something that you've just seen that can create a solution for some of the problems that people, I'm putting you on the spot.
You are putting me on the spot.
Yeah. Do you have anything like that you could offer up?
Lifelong learning, I think.
Learn
something new every day.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be work-related, but we should all expect that we need to learn something new every day.
I'll tell you, that's a very cool answer, by the way. I'll give you a lot of credit for that. One of the things that I see all the time is that in those pathways, that we talk about, whether it be workforce pathways, higher education, even those that pick the right path for themselves, there's on-ramps and off-ramps.
Sure.
Throughout life. And we have one of my really good friends was the vice president of operations at South Carolina Student Loan. Hello to Marcia. She retired last month or end of June, so a little over a month ago. And it is a really cool thing. One of the things that she did was go back to college. She's 60 years old, or 60 some odd years old, and one of her ideas, I'm not telling on Marcia, sorry, Marcia, the idea of it was that she had finished, she's retired, but she's, even at 60, there was an on-ramp for her that she wanted to do something to learn something different. And I think that those pathways are available for everybody. So that answer is absolutely perfect. I think there's opportunities there to learn something every day. So I do appreciate you offering that up. So I think, Tammy, one of the things that I would mention, we will have your website information, your contact information will be up on the podcast and in the comment line. If there's someone that you need to contact there, we'll have that for you. So we do appreciate you hanging out with us just a few minutes for today, and we'll get you back in the sunshine and the 84 degree weather. Is that fair?
That's fair.
All right. Thank you guys for joining. We'll see you next time. Have a good day.